is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Labor Department says inflation rose last month to its highest level since February. These shoppers in Joplin, Missouri have noticed it at the grocery store.
Meat and milk.
Produce, too?
Even just regular stuff like milk and eggs.
The price of everything is going up.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady says consumer prices in June were up 2.7% from a year earlier.
Prices were up for clothing, furniture, and toys, all tariff-sensitive items. And dining out, up 4% at full-service sit-down restaurants.
Car and truck prices fell slightly. At a summit in Pittsburgh, President Trump is touting new investments in technology and energy to expand artificial intelligence.
This afternoon, 20 leading technology and energy companies are announcing more than $92 billion of investments in Pennsylvania.
Trump has said he wants to make the U.S. the world leader in AI. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern proposed this today.
I move the committee make an order amendment number 50, which would require the Attorney General to preserve and release any records related to Jeffrey Epstein.
But the Republican-led House Rules Committee rejected that amendment. President Trump again today defended Attorney General Pam Bondi and her decision not to release more Epstein files.
These files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden. We went through years of that with the Russia hoax.
But many of Trump's supporters are demanding the Epstein files be released. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Bondi needs to come forward regarding those files. There's a new call to strip the CDC's vaccine committee of more of its powers. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
Weeks after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. purged the CDC's influential vaccine advisors committee and replaced them with his own picks, one of the advisors Kennedy picked for the panel, Dr. Robert Malone, is calling for further changes to the committee, whose recommendations are tied to an array of federal policies that enable access to vaccines, telling C-SPAN in an interview that they are hoping to make it, quote, so that political actors are the ones making policy decisions, not scientists.
This year's Emmy nominations were announced today. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The TV show with the most Emmy nominations?
Severance.
The Apple TV Plus show that wrapped its second season. It was followed by 24 nominations for HBO Max's The Penguin and 23 nominations for HBO Max's The White Lotus.
Piper, no!
Up again for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series.
You guys are going to have a fabulous time.
Last year's winner, Jean Smart from HBO's Hacks.
The Emmy Awards air September 14th on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. We have new developments in this morning's shooting in Racine. A 37-year-old woman died in the crossfire. Racine police say two people or groups of people were shooting at one another on 11th Street just after midnight. And as they were trying to harm one another, someone shot an innocent bystander instead. People called 911. And she ended up dying. Police say the situation is fluid. They're asking for tips, especially video. Anyone with information is asked to contact Racine Police or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, Racine Police are still investigating a burglary-turned-homicide from Friday. Two men were shot, one died, and the other is in the hospital. One suspect has been interviewed. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. Gun violence in Racine is actually trending down by 80%, according to an analysis from the Racine County Eye. And the big goal for Racine schools, district officials are working to boost reading scores. By 2027, Racine Unified administrators want three-quarters of K through third graders reading at grade level. The district has added new literacy coaches for third graders this year, and next year, fourth graders will get them too. That's according to data shared during a work group last week. Meanwhile, it's still unclear whether Racine Unified will get money to help Wisconsin kids learn to read. read from the state. The bipartisan Act 20 switched the state to teaching science-backed reading methods. It was also supposed to give districts literacy coaches. Because of a spat between lawmakers and the governor, Republicans didn't release the $50 million approved to actually implement the law, do all the training, buy new books, pay the salaries of those literacy coaches. After the Supreme Court ruled in Republicans' favor, they released $9 million of that funding. However, they allowed the remaining $41 million earmarked for student literacy to go into the state's general fund, an over $4 billion surplus. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski is there, likely get to pitch in the sixth or seventh inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just five career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness tonight and a slight chance of a shower. Warm lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, then showers and storms likely in the afternoon. Some could be strong. Warm and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. More storms tomorrow night. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1961.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and yes, today we feature the class of 1961. 1961 in Berlin, the Iron Curtain got a little more, well, iron. East Germany began building the Berlin Wall in August of 1961, dividing families, friends, and a world already split by the Cold War. And in global news in 1961, Cuba's leader Fidel Castro turned up the heat on relations with the U.S. when the Bay of Pigs invasion, a failed attempt by Cuban exiles backed by the CIA, collapsed in embarrassing fashion. The Cold War just got colder. And on the radio in 1961, we were listening to Ricky Nelson and Traveling Man on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute. my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town. Makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
From 1961, it's Ricky Nelson and Traveling Man on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. Well, that song was featured in a 2019 TV commercial for the Toyota Corolla Hybrid. You're telling me that song was released in 1961 and it took until 2019 for a car company to snag it up? Traveling Man? Well, in 1961, President John F. Kennedy had a directive for us.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Ben E. King and Stand By Me. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. Thank you.
1961, it's Ben E. King and Stand By Me on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1961. Well, Dionne Warwick sang backup on that song as part of a trio known as the Gospelaires. Soon after that, songwriter Burt Bacharach helped Dionne Warwick launch a successful solo career of her own. Well, in 1961, in the sports world, all eyes were on Roger Maris.
Here comes Roger Maris. Just standing up, waiting to see if Maris is going to hit number 61. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. This could be it. Way back there. Holy cow, it's it.
In 1961, Roger Maris breaks Babe Ruth's single-season home run record. And on the radio in 1961, we were listening to The Marcells and Blue Moon. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of
1961.
Dang it on
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then suddenly, oh dear, before me, the only one.
From 1961, it's the Marcells and Blue Moon on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. Well, that song was recorded many, many times. In fact, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart began writing that song for the 1933 movie musical Hollywood Party, but it was cut from the film. The following year, it was used in Manhattan Melodrama starring Clark Gable. What movie were we watching in 1961? West Side Story.
In America.
Okay. Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
And that's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. Be sure to join us tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Tomorrow, it's the class of 1969.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Ride a bull, hide a, about a thing she saw.
from 1965. It's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs and Wooly Bully on WRJN. The title is pure nonsense, of course, but a few theories have sprouted up to explain what the phrase Wooly Bully means. A couple of my favorites, an expression people use as a way of congratulating one another, and also Sam's pet cat.
I don't know where to look for love. I just don't know how. Oh, girl,
scenes, home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. 1 week from today, Matadors, Javelins, and Gremlins come home to Kenosha. The world's largest AMC car show kicks off next Tuesday and runs through July 27th. The main event of the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show happens next Saturday in Kennedy Park. But all week long, there will be cruise-ins, open houses, and special events at historic AMC sites across the city. Auto production in Kenosha dates back to 1902, and AMC was one of the most iconic brands built here. Car assembly stopped in 1988, and engine manufacturing wrapped up in 2010, but the legacy still rolls on. There's a full schedule of events on the Kenosha History Center's website. Racine Unified has posted its school supply lists, and for families who need help, local programs like the Salvation Army and United Way will offer free backpacks filled with supplies later this summer. But this month, United Way is continuing its collection drive. Find the full roundup of resources for families at racinecountyi.com. While the race for governor is still more than a year away, Whitefish Bay Republican Bill Berrien is moving fast. Less than a week after announcing his campaign, he's booked about $400,000 in ads on radio, TV, and online. The former Navy SEAL and manufacturing executive faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman in the Republican primary. Governor Evers has not yet said if he'll run for a third term. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness tonight and a slight chance of a shower. Warm lows in the low 70s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, then showers and storms likely in the afternoon. Some could be strong. Warm and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. More storms tomorrow night. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. We'll be right back.
you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on.
News and timeless hits on WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Now, that music can mean only one thing. Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, you may have heard me mention that this weekend, two modern musicals are opening here in Racine County. In Burlington, the Haylofters are presenting Disaster. In the city, Racine Theater Guild presents The Drowsy Chaperone. The Drowsy Chaperone is really only about 20 years old, but it has a very classic musical feel. It celebrates that love of Broadway musicals and kind of features a musical within a musical structure.
Mm-hmm.
One musical theater fan's apartment becomes an imaginary 1928 theater set, and a big stage production takes place. It's a theater wedding. So as the wedding unfolds, there's mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and big dance numbers to fill the stage. The Drowsy Chaperone is a little bit of a parody, but also a toe-tapping tribute to the classic screwball comedy musical. I know it's not as well-known as some titles, but it is a solidly written show. And the Racine Theater Guild cast, directors, design team, and crew include some of the area's finest talent to take it on.
By the way, I told you the story off the air. We were at Ravinia Sunday night. My wife and another couple, they went off to use the restrooms. And I said, well, I'll hold down the fort. You know, we had the picnic out and everything. And as I'm sitting there, I hear the guy behind me mentioned The Drowsy Chaperone. And I turn around and I said, did you just say Drowsy Chaperone? He said, yeah, it's my favorite musical. And I thought, well, how about that? Because when my wife got back, I had to introduce her to him because she is in the Racine Theater Guild's production of Drowsy Chaperone this weekend.
Well, that's fun.
Isn't
it? It's a modern musical with something for the music lovers of the past too.
All right. So Drowsy Chaperone opens this weekend, runs for 2 weekends. And where do we get more information on that?
Well, tickets are $22 for adults, $20 for seniors, $17 for students. And those tickets are available online at racinetheater.org.
Racinetheater.org. Always R-E, not E-R in theater.
Always.
Yep.
You can call the box office in the afternoon at 262-633-4218. And showtimes and details about both The Drowsy Chaperone and Disaster at the Haylofters are on our website as well, racinearts.org.
racinearts.org. Okay, there she is. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. Pants, WRJN. Do I have this right? The All-Star Game is tonight in Atlanta, and I think I have this right. The Brewers have three representatives, Freddie Peralta, and then Trevor McGill was added as a replacement, as was Jacob Mizorowski. So All-Star Game tonight in Atlanta. If you want to win some tickets to see the Brewers play the Marlins on Friday, July 25th, you can register right now at WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. No purchase necessary.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options. Like giant party subs, perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Inflation steered higher last month. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 2.7% from a year ago, up from 2.4% in May. These shoppers in Greenville, South Carolina have noticed.
Everything seems to be more expensive.
I can't believe how much everything has gone up. It's ridiculous.
Beyond frustrated. Makes no sense.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We are seeing the impact of tariffs starting to push up the inflation rate. And we see it most specifically in the food part of this survey. Coffee prices up by 2.2% in just 1 month. Citrus prices up 2.3%.
President Trump was at a summit in Pittsburgh this afternoon where companies pledged to invest more than $90 billion in energy and technology projects to help power artificial intelligence.
You're going to see some real action here, so get ready. Lots of jobs, lots of success. Really a beautiful thing is it's going to be beautiful to behold.
Trump again today defended Attorney General Pam Bondi in her decision not to release any more files from the Jeffrey Epstein case. Bondi was asked about her job security.
I'm going to be here for as long as the president wants me here, and I believe he's made that crystal clear. It's 4 years. Well, 3.5 now, right? We've got 6 months in.
Many Trump supporters want the files released. The two huge wildfires in the Grand Canyon are still 0% contained.
Fire Command spokesman Stephen Liskey says an erratic wind is a big problem.
The wind could go in multiple directions at once. When that's happening, we have to pull firefighters out, get them to a safe spot.
Arizona's governor and two U.S. senators want a federal investigation into the handling of the fire by the National Park Service. It allowed the fire to burn several